Welcome to the Sober Mofos Podcast, where we discuss how to get sober, how to stay sober, and how to live a healthy, happy life in sobriety. My name is Dirk Foster, and I'm a sobriety coach and author, and I've been sober since 2007. So why do we drink to excess in the first place? Well, there's a lot of reasons. Often addiction arises from a need for action. People who are prone to develop addiction to alcohol or any intoxicant really often crave a certain level of excitement in their daily lives, or they quickly become frustrated. The idea of simply sitting at home reading, watching TV, or doing nothing feels like prison. So we seek a certain level of excitement to stimulate our brains and our life. And alcohol, unfortunately, is kind of that go-to stimulant that we often reach for to put some form of action into our life, some form of excitement into our lives. And this is what I want to touch on today. If you get a chance, please visit my website, which is sobermofos.com. I have all sorts of information there about addiction and recovery and sobriety. I am also a sobriety lifestyle coach. So if you or somebody you care about is interested in receiving some guidance in sobriety, please feel free to contact me through my website. Again, that's sobermofos.com. So action. Action is something we often seek to our own detriment. It can for people like myself who have addictive personalities and a propensity to drink excessively, this desire to seek action in life can be very self-destructive if not kept in check. Now, this is especially true when we're young. Young people want to be in the middle of the action whenever and wherever they can find it. When we're young, we have a desire and need to be around people our age, especially on the weekends and at night, right? If we're not in the middle of the party, we feel like we're missing out on something. And I want to be clear, this is all perfectly natural and normal for most people, for normal people. But as an alcoholic, I don't consider myself normal. The problem arises when we associate our social life too closely with our drinking life. Okay, and what I mean by that is the two, our social life and our drinking life, can overlap so closely that the lines are blurred. This can be especially true in and around, let's say, the college years, in our late teens and early 20s. Eventually, we instinctively associate drinking with the fun and excitement of being, you know, amongst our peers and all the joy and adventure that comes along with that. Eventually, however, this can lead to an overdependence on alcohol to bring forth the associated feelings of having fun with friends and being young. All right, what do I mean by that? Some of us remain so enamored, and usually when I say some of us, I'm usually talking about myself. Some of us remain so enamored by the social life we experienced in our youth and the drinking that went along with it that we find it difficult to evolve out of that mindset. We become stuck in a perpetual pursuit of youthful joy and excitement rather than moving into a more mature manner of living. I hope that makes sense. I clearly remember, just to give an example, I clearly remember turning 30 and the desperate attempts I made when I was 30 and in my early 30s, the desperate attempts I made to hold on to a lifestyle that was fading away. While many of my peers were building careers and starting families, etc., I continued to drink and party like I was still in college. The normal activities of adulthood, like work, family, saving money, creating a meaningful future, all seemed too difficult and, quite frankly, boring. It felt easier to continue a lifestyle that allowed me to seek oblivion rather than maturation, rather than being mature, okay? I became stuck and unwilling to grow up, quite frankly. I wanted to stay young forever. The idea of growing up felt unbearable and boring and trite. In my thinking at the time, growing up and maturing felt like a form of slow suicide. While everyone around me was starting to behave more or less like adults, I chose to continue trying to remain a kid. And there's nothing quite as sad and pathetic as a 30-year-old man behaving like he is 20, hanging out at a nightclub and trying to be cool. As embarrassing as that is. The drinking that went along with this lifestyle I so desperately wanted to hold on to was like a rope of desperation that connected two separate time periods, okay? It was like a rope that, you know, that I kind of imagine held on to, you know, between my 30s and my early 20s, okay? I held on to that rope as tightly as I could, hoping to drag my youth along with me. And eventually, it just felt like I was dragging a corpse. But if I could just keep drinking, I could convince myself while drunk that I was still young and vibrant and ready to take on the world. This is a problem many of us face. We want to stay forever young. We want to stay young forever. Alcohol has the ability to convince us that we can. However, our problems just get worse, never better. Those of us with addictive personalities who rely on alcohol to perpetuate how we once felt when we were young are doomed to failure. Our bodies simply can't keep up any longer. And the behavior we exhibited when we were young is no longer acceptable as a course of living after a certain age. Let's just be honest. And perhaps most significant of all, the hangovers we experience as we get older can be truly shattering. So as I moved into my mid and late 30s, the hangovers were so unpleasant and painful that I thought I was, you know, perhaps dying some mornings. A cup of coffee and a few aspirin had no impact whatsoever on these crippling assaults on my body and brain. The hangovers were so bad that nothing could cure them. At some point, I began to experience morning tremors. This was a truly horrifying experience and one I wouldn't wish upon my worst enemies. Eventually, it got so bad that I kept a glass of whiskey next to my bed so I could have a shot as soon as I awoke just to stave off the pain. Not exactly what I'd call a mature lifestyle. If we want to experience true and meaningful maturity, we must recognize and accept that time catches up to all of us. None of us can compete against Father Time. The clock keeps ticking. Escaping reality by drinking inflicts greater damage than most of us ever anticipate. There comes a time when you have to say farewell to your youth and embrace the fact that you're getting older. Whether you're in your 30s or 40s or 50s or any age, time flows like a river into the future. We can either swim against the current until we exhaust ourselves and drown, or we can embrace the flow and let it take us to a new and brighter horizon. So I think it's important that as we're getting older, we recognize that we can no longer continue drinking the way we once did. You know, it's just a fact of life. It's a fact of biology. And we have to recognize that I think this is so true with people with addictive personalities. Like I stated, we want a certain level of action in our life, in our lives all the time. We're always seeking some kind of excitement, some kind of action. You know, alcoholics like myself, we just loathe boredom. The idea of being bored is terrifying, frightening. And I still struggle with that today. I've been sober a long time and I still have a difficult time being bored. I'm much better at it now. I've learned to fill my time with things that I enjoy and hobbies and passions and, you know, positive, healthy pursuits. But it's still something I contend with all the time. You know, this notion of being bored and how do I deal with it? What do I do with my time? So when we're still drinking, what we like to do with our time is get drunk, is drink. And take it to whatever level we can. And this leads to really negative outcomes. And I'm sure you're aware of this. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been listening into this podcast as far as you have. So it's something we have to just be aware of, okay? We want action and we want to hold on to our youth. And oftentimes we associate drinking with our youth, with our, you know, when we were young and life was exciting. And so we have to be very aware of this and work with it and not be so dependent on what was. Rather, we have to look towards what could be. Where are we right now and what can our future look like? And as far as I'm concerned, drinking has no part in my life now or in my future. And I hope it stays that way. And I work on it all the time. So just, it's just something to be aware of. It's food for thought. You know, we're always looking for something. We're always looking for the next, you know, bit of action. We're always craving excitement. We're trying to hold on to our younger days, but it's a foolish pursuit and it leads nowhere. It's an endless cycle of self-destruction that we need to get. It's a treadmill of self-destruction. We need to get off that and we need to move forward and we need to try and be mature and we need to fill our lives with positive activities and pursuits, okay? And alcohol is not going to serve anybody any purpose whatsoever in your life now or in the future. So if this is something you're struggling with, if you're newly sober or you've been sober for a while and you're having difficulty trying to fill your life with positive pursuits, new passions, new hobbies, feel free to contact me. Reach out to me through my website, which is SoberMofos.com. Let's see if we can't ignite some new passions and interests and hobbies in your life so that you don't reach backwards and try and fill your life with self-destructive behavior and drinking to excess, okay? So with that, I hope you have a wonderful and hopefully exciting day. And until next time, thanks.